That easy, Bruce in Pleasanton. We're talking with two of the how to get a guy.
Girls.
Girls, if you will. Hello there, Bruce.
Hi. Hey, I see it. I go out there in the single events and do those kind of things. And I observe, at least here in the Bay Area, that a lot of women, not all, but a lot seem to be kind of spoiled because there's so many more men that they make the guys work harder and expect more out of the guys. And meanwhile, the guys are just jumping up in front of each other, not being who they really are, just to get the attention of the guys. And I think the women here in the Bay Area do expect a lot more out of the men, both in terms of what they give in terms of time and emotion, and as well as gifts, more than other places I've done business travels on and lived. So I think we have an unusual situation in the Bay Area. You go on Match.com and you have, you know, at least 20 times more men than you have women. You got it going, ladies.
Well, I think it's hard for both sexes here. I think it's really hard for men, and I think it's hard for women to meet the right person. And, you know, part of the difficulty with me is, you know, you go out to a bar or a club, how much of the real person are you seeing? You know, yeah, you know, the guy's jumping up in front of you, but he's doing things that you're like, is this him? Is he being real with me? And I think there's, you know, that's part of the difficulty is how do you get to really see the real person and connect with the real person when you're in sort of an artificial setting? And I think that's one of the things, like, you know, I'm a little bit of a convert to, I came around to the online thing. And while I appreciate that there's, you know, maybe more men out there, I do think it's a better way to build on something real.
Yeah, the women I talk to, they do tell me that the guys are being themselves. And, I mean, they kind of appreciate me for that. I feel good about that. I observe a lot and see these things, and it seems to be a spiral that seems to be just growing, and there's no end to it, and people get frustrated.
Here's what I think is happening, and I don't know if it's just San Francisco because we're such a conscious area, but I was dancing with a friend of mine the other night, and like I said, I don't really drink, so I'm not out there at these places where everyone's hammered. Everyone's just there to dance. And so we were dancing with these guys who came over and they just kind of came onto the scene and got into our space, so we were like, okay, we'll just dance with them for a little bit. But then at one point, this guy was like, wow, you guys are really pretty, you're really fun, you're really cute. We were like, yeah, we're really thirsty too. Could you get us some water? Wouldn't get us any water.
Come on.
Wouldn't get us any water.
There's those expectations.
This happened two times in the
same night. Well, they're not very bright, if that's the case.
But I have to say, and then again, we were outside. This guy was in my friend's face. You're gorgeous. Following her around. I said, you know, she's really thirsty. Could you get her some water? Oh, no, I'm not going to get any water. Here's my point. There's something going on that's awry. And here's what I think it is. There's some kind of burgeoning thought about seduction. There's this seduction community that's happening, and I think men are teaching men how to relate with women, and it's not working.
Just
it's
get
not
the
what,
water, people.
It's not what women want. I mean, really, it's like, it's not that hard to make a connection with a woman and be friends with her and get the conversation going, but there's this weird barrier that I've noticed is starting to just kind of mushroom, and I gotta say, it was very disheartening after an hour, still
but
standing there thirsty.
I think one of the things that you're gonna see on the show, and I think it's lessons for both men and for women, is it really is the simple things that end up making the connection. You know, you know,
like
be
nice.
Generous, be real, be nice. I mean, we're really not looking for a whole lot more than that.
Exactly. And so then I'm standing at the bar waiting for my friend, and this guy turns to me and goes, can I get you a drink? And I looked at him, and I told him the entire story. And he's the one, I was like, you are the guy I want to talk to.
What happened, we'll find out if you see the show. The show is called How to Get the Guy. It starts this Monday, June 12th. Six different episodes, right?
Yep, 6 one-hour episodes.
Great to meet you both.
10 p.m. Thanks,
Ron. Thank you, Ron.
It would have been, frankly, even better if I could have gotten you to talk. Brett.
That's terrific. World Cup fever.